Welcome to Lecture 3. We're starting in Chapter 200 with some important vocabulary and definitions. The first part introduces provisional and non-provisional patent applications. Provisional applications are authorized under 35 U.S.C. 111B and are sometimes referred to as applications filed under 111B. Non-provisional applications are authorized under 35 U.S.C. 111A and are sometimes referred to as applications filed under 111A. A national application is an application filed under 111A or B, or which entered the national stage from an international application filed under 35 U.S.C. 371. All three are domestic national patent applications. An international application is an application filed under the Patent Cooperation Treaty, or PCT, prior to entering the national stage in one or more countries where a patent is desired by the applicant. Domestic national patent applications may be for a new and useful process, machine, manufacture, or composition of matter under 35 U.S.C. 101. It may also be a plant patent under 35 U.S.C. 161 or a design patent under 35 U.S.C. 171. A sole application is an application filed by a single inventor, and a joint application is one filed by two or more inventors. The next section involves correction of inventorship. U.S. patent law requires that a patent application's name the correct inventors. If the inventorship is wrong, it must be corrected. There are two ways to correct inventorship. The first one is to file a continuing application naming the correct inventors, which is a second patent application for the same invention. Filing a continuation application is appropriate so long as there is at least one of the correct inventors named in the prior parent application. If the continuing application is deleting an inventor, a copy of the oath or declaration filed in the prior application may be used with a request to delete the name of the incorrect inventor. If an inventor is to be added, a newly executed oath or declaration must be filed. For provisional applications, it is not necessary to correct inventorship unless there would be no overlap of inventors upon filing a non-provisional application. The second way of correcting inventorship is under one or more of the provisions under 37 CFR 1.48A through E. Each of the five paragraphs, A through E, of the rule introduce a different situation, and A through C are for non-provisional applications, and D through E are for provisional applications. 37 CFR 1.48F also introduces a way of changing the inventorship in a patent application without resort to filing a continuing application or under the provisions of 1.48A through E. Under 1.48F, if a non-provisional patent application is filed without an oath or declaration improperly naming the inventors, or a provisional application is filed without a cover sheet improperly naming the inventors, the inventorship may be corrected by filing an oath or a declaration naming the correct inventors in a non-provisional application, or by filing a cover sheet naming the proper inventors in a provisional application. If 1.53F is applicable, that would always be the proper way to correct inventorship. The next parts introduce the requirements under 1.48A through E. 1.48A, B, and C apply to non-provisional applications only. Under 1.48A, an inventor or inventors must be added or deleted, but note that this provision is only available if the error occurred without deceptive intention. If there was deceptive intention, then a continuing application must be filed to correct inventorship, assuming inventorship overlap is present. 1.48A requires a request to amend the inventorship, a statement from each person being added or deleted that the error occurred without deceptive intention, an oath or declaration by the actual inventors, a processing fee, and the consent of the assignee, if any. 1.48b is available where a claim or claims have been canceled in an application that results in an inventor or inventors no longer being an inventor of any claimed invention in the application. For example, the application is filed claiming inventions A, B, and C. Inventor X invented only invention A. The claim to invention A is canceled. To correct the inventorship, the applicant must file a request to correct inventorship under 1.48b that identifies the inventors being deleted and a processing fee. 1.48c is the reverse of 1.48b. Under 1.48c, an application contains subject that was not claimed in the application as filed, and during prosecution, an amendment is filed claiming the unclaimed subject matter. This may require the naming of an inventor of the unclaimed subject matter if that inventor was not named in the oath or declaration. Under 1.48c, the applicant must file a request to correct inventorship, including a statement from each inventor being added that the change is necessitated by amendment of the claims, and the error occurred without deceptive intent, an oath or declaration by the actual inventors, and a processing fee. 1.48d and e apply to provisional applications only. 1.48d applies where inventors were omitted, and 1.48e applies where inventors were improperly named. In both cases, the mistake must have occurred through error and without deceptive intention. Under 1.48d, the applicant must file an amendment to correct the inventorship, identifying the inventors being added, including a statement that the error occurred without deceptive intent, and a processing fee. Under 1.48e, the applicant must file an amendment deleting the names of the erroneously named inventors, including a statement by the inventors being deleted that the error occurred without deceptive intent, a processing fee, and the consent of the assignee, if any.